Great thing. Jaws, the movie proc exhibit. Chris Kiska? Yes, okay. Jaws Collection, world's largest exhibit of authentic Jaws movie props and memorabilia. Uh-oh, the man's working. We did video around here before, and all of a sudden Chris appeared. He came right out of the shark's mouth and is here to give us an idea of what's going on. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Paul Slakis. Good. How are you doing, Paul?
All right, good. So what's going on here up here in, what's the name of this town we're in?
Cornwall, New York.
Cornwall, New York. We got off at Beacon, got a ride over this way, and what's your inspiration for doing this?
My father's the one that actually made the harpoon gun for the movie. So I started, the first piece I had when I was 5 years old was the harpoon gun. And of course, if you have the harpoon gun, then you need the barrels and the tank, and the list goes on and on. And to this day, I'm still collecting memorabilia from Jaws, and I've got stuff just as recent as last week, so I'm still going.
You mean, what does that mean, you got stuff just last week because somebody else on the set kept that?
Or
how does it work?
Just floating around. I mean, anybody that worked, they didn't think Jaws was going to be a good movie. So, they just left it to rot. And anybody who worked on the set or had anything to do with it, you know, basically took the items or they got tossed.
Uh-huh. And where's your inspiration besides your dad? Or is it only your dad? Or
no.
What would keep you to keep doing that? My dad was in the shoe business. I didn't keep all his shoes. I did keep his cameras, though. He loved that.
I mean, I started, I had the harpoon gun. Then I went to Martha's Vineyard, and I realized that this stuff was still left behind, and there's still other stuff that exists out there. And it felt like almost like a scavenger hunt. I just kept going and going and going to this day. And my parents said I wasted my time, bothering all those poor people in Martha's Vineyard and the people that worked on the movie. The only person I haven't met that was in the movie was Robert Shaw, that passed away in 78. But other than that, anybody who worked on the movie or had anything to do with it knows who I am.
Beautiful. So, beautiful. Now, you mentioned something about water to me. Water's of interest to you?
Yeah, I actually was first mate with Frank Mundus. He was the inspiration for Peter Benchley writing Jaws. And I was fishing with him since 86, and I was the last person to see him alive when he passed away. But I was working for him, and not only do I watch Jaws, I live it. So we did a lot of shark conservation. And, I mean, for somebody who was like, the great white shark hunter, and then he turned preservationist to help the shark. So in the long run, I mean, even Jaws, it kind of hurt sharks in the beginning. But now it more people are aware than 74 and 75 on great whites and other sharks. And now people love sharks instead of fear them.
Yeah, I have a friend who goes down in something like that,
right,
with sharks all around her. And I say, are you serious?
Yeah, no, it's no. People know a lot more about sharks than because they were a mystery back in the 70s. Nobody knew that much about them. So it was, more fear of anything. But now we know a lot about them.
Beautiful. Let me ask two quick questions, last ones. What's good news for you, Chris? Any aspect of your life?
A new Jaws prop. Probably be good news for me.
Last question, because we're very involved with the International Day of Peace.
Yep.
September 21st, all the countries and the United Nations agree to a day of peace. Mm-hmm. What is peace for you?
Peace is not fighting, not worrying about having to worry about your safety or anything, I guess, because I'm a professional bodyguard for a living. So peace for me would probably be not having to worry about your safety.
Beautiful, my friend. All right, thanks so much for sharing.
No, thank you for coming.